Hola, soy Mateo Bajamich. Les quería mandar un saludo muy grande a Soccer Mothers. Les mando un abrazo muy grande.
All right, welcome back to the show. 713-780-3776 throughout the night. We'll have an open segment after this one, but we're pleased to be joined in this segment courtesy of John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, our presenting sponsors. He is the president of the Houston Dynamo. He is John Walker. He joins us now. John, thanks for coming on tonight.
Good evening, Glenn. How are you?
I'm good. I get the sense things are a little bit better in your household when it comes to being a little bit warmer.
We had a 42-hour stretch here in the Walker household with no power, which I know pales in comparison to what some other folks are going through, but it got a little chilly in here. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I bet. And it has to be tough with children too, huh?
It is, but they were troopers. It's kind of like outdoor, you know, kind of glamping for them. So, you know, on that note, Glenn, I'm glad you mentioned that right off the bat there. I know Matt, you and Matt were just talking about it a little bit, but, you know, our just as a club, our hearts go out to the folks that have been affected by this, and it's just about everybody you know. And, you know, we know there's been a lot of damage done, and you know, people have been cold, and it's just been an awful thing. And it reminds me, you know, since I've been here, Glenn, I've only been here 2 years, so thankfully I haven't had to go through a hurricane experience. But you know, when I moved here, everybody was telling me how tough this city is, and it's because they've had to go through, you know, some real hardship. And I think this is another one of those challenges for this city and for the state, really. And I know we'll come through it, and, you know, our club's thinking about everybody. And as Matt mentioned, you know, several of our players on both the Dynamo and the Dash have gotten together and created this, the Winter Storm Relief Fund. And you know, we'd like for everybody to go in there and just a little bit more about it. You know, everything you would donate would be tax deductible. And the proceeds, although it'll go initially into Dynamo Charity, will turn right around and we'll cut checks to Kids Meals in Houston, as well as the Houston Food Bank. So those are the targets, and you know, just really want to tell everybody that we're rooting for everybody, and we can't wait to get back to normal here.
Yeah, and it's another good piece of outreach. By the way, I just put it out on Twitter, and it's basically the form where you can learn about it, and you can sign up and donate money if you're capable of doing that. And listen, we all know there's still people without jobs now. I'm seeing more and more buildings and facilities and businesses empty now, getting spray painted. You know, there are constant everyday reminders driving down the street how tough things are. So if we have something we can give to others, that's always helpful. Good work there from the Houston Dynamo. Also, John, you know, the nice thing is I see, you know, Austin FC is doing it, Dallas is doing it. And when I see all three of the pro clubs working together like that, is that something that's going to happen in other areas, whether it be competitive or off the field initiatives? Or are we going to see a little bit of that? Because I know you guys all have good relationships with the different clubs.
We do. It's been a lot of fun here in the last few months. I've been having a weekly call with my counterparts, Andy and Jimmy, and in Austin and up in Dallas. And, you know, we talk about a variety of things, but I can see us being kind of a creative group when it comes to, you know, a lot of things, whether it's things for fans, things competitively, and certainly things like this, where between the three of us, we have a pretty powerful voice here in this triangle that we've created. And you'll definitely see the fruits of that, I think, as early as, you know, 2021, because we've been talking about several things.
John Walker joining us, Dynamo president. So, John, every off season is an opportunity to regain fans and win fans over, get them excited about the team. Let me just give you a platform right now. You take it and tell us why Dynamo fans should be excited for this upcoming season.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, first of all, we need a distraction, right, from what's been going on in the real world. You know, as you and Matt were discussing, you know, we've really retooled the roster, and in a way that has gotten not only Tab and Matt and the rest of the staff excited, but, you know, we've seen some really positive feedback from our fans as well. And people, you know, heads are turning. There was an article on MLS.com in early February about the three teams who've made the best off-season moves, and we were one of those three. And, you know, everything's been done with Tab's system in mind and Tab's experience with some of these guys. And, you know, as I'm sure Matt mentioned, I wasn't able to stream the first part of your interview with him, but, you know, the athleticism of the team has certainly been improved. There's MLS experience up and down the roster. And you know, we certainly have our sights set on, you know, making a run. And, if we can get through this COVID thing and get a full stadium full of fans, it could be pretty exciting here towards the end of the summer. So that's what we're looking for.
John Walker, Dynamo president, joining us here. Again, U.S. has a 1-0 lead over Canada here in the 86th minute, just for those of you that are listening in to John and I. Okay, so I want to take you into April 17th start date, apparently, in Major League Soccer. Will there be fans allowed in from the start at BBVA Stadium?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Glenn. You know, at the end of 2020, in our return to play here in Houston, we were able to have fans in a socially distanced manifest, which allowed us to have about 3,300 fans total. I think it was about 15% of the stadium. And that was a plan that was approved, you know, based on our protocols for taking people's temperatures, keeping people socially distanced, making sure that people wore masks. And it was approved by MLS, the city of Houston, and Harris County. So, and we felt really good that we could do it safely, because that's a, you know, the priority is to make sure our fans and our players and staff can you know, attend matches safely. So we're going to start that way on April 17th. I believe the NWSL Challenge Cup starts the week before that. And so we're hoping that the Dash will be hosting a match the weekend before that as the defending champion in the NWSL Challenge Cup. And so for both of those weekends, you know, we will be having fans. Again, it'll be socially distanced. But I'll tell you this, we've already put together a plan to increase that capacity, you know, based on the fact that there are more vaccines being administered, and the trends for controlling the virus are starting to be favorable. And so as we're able to get approval to add more fans throughout the season, we're going to do that. I think we'll probably do it in a stair-step fashion, probably go from, you know, 15% up to 25, and then maybe up to 50. And as we go through the summer, and, you know, our hope is, you know, we're optimistic, but our hope is that by the time we get to the second half of the season, you know, we may be able to have full stadium with a fans. So, but again, we'll only do it when we have the approval from the city and the county and MLS from a safety standpoint.
John, any indications to what the schedule will be like? I mean, at that point, you know, will the club be able to travel to different parts of the country? Will there be a regionalized schedule? Is there any indication as to what that schedule is going to look like?
Yeah, I know they're working on it, because we've had some back and forth with the league on, you know, available dates and those kinds of questions that you get when they're putting the schedule together. And, you know, I believe that the intent is to keep it more regionalized here at the outset. I think teams are going to have to charter like they did at the end of last year versus flying commercial. And, you know, try and get through the first quarter, or first half of the season with that kind of schedule. And then, again, as things open up and everybody's hoping and the forecasts are that, you know, we'll be in a better position to travel, you know, farther distances. And you know, I think one of the things that was talked about was to do more of a Western Conference, you know, interconference play in the outset, and then maybe, you know, start to go into the Eastern Conference in the second half of the season. But that's all, you know, to be determined by the league, and I know there will be some exceptions to every rule, but we're hoping to have that schedule here in the next couple weeks.
Talking to Dynamo president John Walker. John, I know I meant to ask Matt Jordan this, but I don't want to leave the night without asking one of you guys about this. With the RGV relationship different now, and you know, a lot of young talent like Marcelo Palomino and a number of guys that obviously last year didn't get the minutes for a variety of reasons, weren't able to be loaned to RGV. I know loans are a part of the future, but what's going to, are the Dynamo interested in acquiring a USL Division II team, a USL Championship team? What will be sort of the vision down the road about, what to do when it comes to adding that vital piece to an academy and a first team?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's one we've been working very closely with the league on, actually, at the MLS level. And, they've had conversations about U23s and what that might look like, across the league. Because some folks like ourselves, don't have a relationship at this point in the same fashion that we did previously with RGB. And so I would look for something like that maybe sometime in 2022. This year we're going to have to scramble a little bit, but we knew that going into the discussions with RGB. And I think that's where regionalized play, trying to find some ways to use our friends at Austin and Dallas to help get some guys minutes, meaningful minutes. And, I think at some point we may end up with a U23 team here that plays out of Houston and trains out of Houston Sports Park.
So if that happened in 2022, would you still look to potentially then get a USL Division II team? That's been successful for FC Dallas and some others, and probably more cost-effective than getting a full USL championship team.
Yeah, TBD. I mean, it's on, at this point, everything's on the table for the way forward. I mean, we're going to follow the league's guidance on some of that, but we've certainly talked about that, Glenn, for sure.
All right, last one before I let you go. It's a quick one. Rudy Segura wants to know when the 2021 jerseys are going to be available.
Later this month. We have been working with Adidas on that. I would anticipate that before the end of February, you will see them.
John, let me let you go. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. We appreciate it, and some great insight on some of the things coming up this season. It sounds like really a big key here is just getting a competitive team back on the field, trying to get back to some normalcy when it comes to Major League Soccer, and I'm assuming that's how people feel around the league.
We're excited to get started. I know you got to go, but it was about a year ago we were getting ready to play out to the LA Galaxy in front of a sold out BBVA stadium. So, a lot's happened in a year, but we can't wait to get started again this year.
John, thanks again for coming on tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening and enjoy the heat.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
So this is a great song because our winter-like conditions, I hope, are leaving. This is a great ballad from the Rolling Stones called Winter. Absolutely beautiful song. You'd never hear it on the radio, but you do hear it on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Because you know what? We like music here as well. All right. It's all presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Take a little listen to this.
Sure been a cold, cold winter.
ESPN 97.5.